All right, welcome back and thanks for tuning into another episode of Bar Silence. My name is Jameson, and I'm your host. Bar Silence is a show that's dedicated to exploring the very best video game music from past and present each and every month. If you haven't yet, head over to barsilence.com to find an easy link to subscribe on whatever your favorite podcatcher is. And if you're looking for the best 24/7 video game music radio station on the planet, check out 8 Beats Radio. This show plays there live on the first Tuesday of every month, and you can tune in by going to 8beats.co. You can also listen to the show on terraplayer.com, which is the premier location to hear a great variety of video game music and entertainment podcasts from some of the best creators on the internet. In this episode, we're going to be listening to the planet and genre-hopping genius of the soundtrack for Bomberman Hero by Master of EGM, Jun Chikuma. By 1998, there had already been nearly 30 different variations of Bomberman games released during the 8 and 16-bit eras. Each of these games feature frantic, 2D, top-down, multiplayer bombing madness, and they were known for continually innovating the core gameplay mechanics with each release. So, when it came to the then all-new 5th-generation consoles, gamers were looking for something new from the Bomberman series beyond the classic battle arena-style games. And so did Hudson Soft, as they also wanted to capitalize on the new 3D era of gaming and usher in a new milestone for this long-running series. In 1997, Hudson Soft released Bomberman 64 for the Nintendo 64, and it took Bomberman out of the 2D grid-based arena, and instead this time gave him a fully 3D world with an isometric top-down view. They also created a compelling single-player story mode, as well as offering a multiplayer mode similar to the games of the past. So, to keep that Bomber-based innovation train in motion, Bomberman Hero was released just 9 months later in 1998 with a completely different style of control and gameplay that was more akin to a platforming game. The origins of this change are actually quite interesting, too. Apparently, during the transition to 3D gaming, there were plans at Hudson Soft for a Nintendo 64 sequel to the 16-bit platforming series known in America as Bonk, or as European listeners might know better, BC Kid. But at the time, the team at AI Studio were struggling with how to translate the 2D gameplay into a 3D game, and it was ultimately cancelled. With a little bit of creative muscle, the team at Hudson Soft were able to take the core concept that they had developed and turn it into what became Bomberman Hero. So, while this game was ultimately considered a platformer, it featured linear stages for players and would grade them on their performance by using scores or giving them certain timeframes in which to beat levels, instead of something with more open level design like Super Mario 64. But this game did maintain its core Bomberman features, like the ability to lay, kick, and throw bombs that would eventually detonate on impact to cause damage. Since this game is focused on the single-player experience, the plot of Bomberman Hero was critical to making this game different from the previous year's release. Taking some seriously heavy inspiration from the original Star Wars trilogy, the plot starts with Princess Millian stealing a secret data disk from the Garadin Empire, and when she's being captured, gives this to a robot that smuggles it into safe hands. Sounds kind of familiar, right? To save the day, Bomberman travels across 4 different worlds in an attempt to rescue the princess and stop the evil empire from rebuilding their leader, who is destroyed at the ending of Super Bomberman 3. But let's take a break and get into the seriously fantastic, futuristic, and ultra-cool music from this game. We started off this show with Phone, which is spelled F-O-H-E-N, not like a telephone. And I'm not actually quite sure why these songs have such interesting titles, but you will notice that many of these titles actually feel kind of abstract, because they don't really follow the plot of the game, and they're not named after the levels. Up first, though, we're going to listen to the song titled Supplement and hear all of its rhythmic genius to launch us into this block of 8 tracks. After that, we're going to hear Redial, which is easily one of my favorites from this game. This positive-sounding drum and bass tune is an excellent example of the uplifting and fun music in the soundtrack. We'll follow that one with Monogenic. This song is a serious groove with an awesome downbeat sound to it. After that, we'll hear the wild and futuristic swamp-sounding tune called Oropharynx. Then, we'll bring back the hot beats of a song called Cell. This track is another one of my favorites because of its cool acid techno-like lead and its super rhythmic drums. We'll follow it up with the sweet drum and bass meets hip-hop beats of a song called Dessert. This song's loving chimes that subtly hint at the original Bomberman theme make for an ultra-chill winner of a track. After that, we'll listen to Realtor with its futuristic wayo sounds, and then finally end the block with the slow and steady beats of Fatidic, which is a serious vibe that borders on trip-hop swagger. Alright, let's get into these bomber beats, and I'll be back after that to talk about our composer, Jun Chikuma. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bomberman Hero received pretty mixed reviews when it came out. Nintendo Power Magazine gave it a 7.1 rating, claiming that the game provided a significant single-player evolution over Bomberman 64. The average score for the game sits somewhere around 60% or so, but the game was continually praised for introducing new ideas to the Bomberman franchise. Many reviewers recognized that this deviation from the frantic multiplayer games of the past provided an all-new way for us to enjoy our bomb-chucking friend. Despite Bomberman Hero featuring 70 different levels and being nearly twice as long as Bomberman 64, they all seem to focus on the lack of multiplayer mode as the reason for their rating. The game for a long time was more or less trapped on the Nintendo 64 until it was finally released again on the Wii U Virtual Console. Even then, reviewers of the game had similar thoughts, while still praising its ability to remain fun despite its graphical limitations. Now, the one thing from this game that has stood the test of time, and helped to launch it into becoming one of the most beloved soundtracks in the Bomberman series, was the work of series regular, composer Jun Chikuma. Jun is a Japanese composer and musician who's primarily known for her consistent evolution of the Bomberman soundtracks with the inclusion of many genres of music like jazz, bossa nova, and other electronica-style sounds, as well as this episode's subject matter, a wholesome and memorable mix of jungle, drum and bass, and acid techno. If you've listened to the episode about the Masters of EGM, you know that I absolutely love the soundtracks of the Bomberman games, and that's largely because of her mega contribution over the course of 22 years. In that time, she's composed for over 30 games, and outside of the Bomberman series, she has credits for games like Adventure Island, FaZanadu, Doraemon, Military Madness, and Do-Re-Mi Fantasy, among many others. More recently though, Jun Chikuma has moved on from video game composition, as her last game that she contributed to was the 2007 release of Sonic and the Secret Rings. Since then, she's studied Tunisian-style composition, performed as a concert musician as part of a classical Arabic music ensemble, as well as working as a part-time lecturer at Kokushikan University in Tokyo. I've always hoped that someday she'd return to the Bomberman series and give it a fresh dose of musical energy, just like she brought to Bomberman Hero. But I'm not really gonna hold my breath for that though, because at the moment, she's got quite the career going. Alright, let's get into our final block of tunes from Bomberman Hero with another excellent collection of some of this game's best music. We're gonna start things off with a song called Walk. This tune's underpinnings are another example of Jun's creative and subtle use of the Bomberman motif that repeats a few times in the background. Then we'll listen to another favorite song of mine from this soundtrack. This song, titled Mimesis, has a similar lead to the 1991 banger called Gypsy Woman by Crystal Waters, making this the most club-ready tune on this soundtrack. We'll follow it with another drum and bass jam called Tripod, which is the boss battle tune for Nitros. After that, we'll hear the speeding drums of another boss battle titled Spiral, and follow it with the post-boss track called Landlord, and then back it with the short but speedy tune called Beak. Then, we'll hear another excellent tune called Zip, which has a delightful chime-like lead, backed with a juicy bassline that's impossible not to love. Finally, to end the block, we'll listen to the down-tempo and chill bossa nova-like song called Milky to bring us home. Alright, enjoy these wickedly good bomber tunes, and I'll be back after that. Don't.
Thank you. Good job.
All right, so that's the show. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed this episode about the absolutely grooving and amazing music from Bomberman Hero on the Nintendo 64. If you want to interact with the show and tell me what you think about my selections in this episode, you can follow me on a variety of social media platforms. That includes Instagram, Twitter, Threads, and Blue Sky. Following the show in those locations are exactly where you can find great screenshots, artwork, music clips, and various information about the games featured in each episode. Check the show notes to follow along on your favorite platform of choice. If you're enjoying this show's selection of incredibly great video game music each month, please consider taking a moment to leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you're listening to this show, because I'd really love to hear what you think. Don't forget, you can go to barsilence.com to listen to past shows if you miss any, and of course, if you're feeling giving, you can always support Bar Silence on Patreon. For already subscribing, I want to thank the members of the Legion of VGM for supporting the show. Zoe, Alusa, and Cameron, I truly appreciate you, Bomber friends, and I really hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you want to join the Bomber Squad and become a member of the Legion of VGM, you can subscribe for as little or as much as you want, and you'll get access to a bonus episode of awesome music each month. Be sure to check out the show notes for a link to learn more. I would also like to thank friend of the show, contributor, and fellow VGM podcaster, Professor Tom of the Shujin Academy VGM Club. You can and should check out his show wherever you find podcasts, as well as on 8Beast Radio. To wrap this show up, I've got one more track to play us out. This song is an absolutely chill remix of the Bomberman theme that unfortunately doesn't have a name. This lo-fi groove is sometimes called ending, but for the most part it can be found online as unknown. Anyway, that's all for now. I hope you enjoyed this final song, and as always, thanks again for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.
Game's over.